Blog Talk Radio.
NYPA, it's time to start the show, so search for the squad and listen out for the promo with the West Wild Spitter, spin his web into a chokehold. Collins Oak coverage on the corner, make it unfold. 5 o'clock, who gives a damn what your man to say? We spitting live wireless, leave him shot with the gamma ray. Ain't no runner-up, cause it ain't the closest to candidate. I block the deep and you draw like Japanese anime. It's just us and the rest, news off the hottest press. Zone from the boogie down, Kyle Holt and Philly West. Reppin' with the legends, classic interview session. Politics, sports segment, live phone, call up a question. It's the NYPA, 95 connection. Real people, ain't no scripted cue card for directions. This team on the grind, time till it's all perfection. Throw it past the satellite so you can catch reception. So touch ground with us, we kill challenges. I murder it for every number on your calendars. From west to the boogie down, they greyhound in this. We Google spot, anchor podcast, pocket this.
Welcome to NYPN Tim and Radio live here on Blog Talk. It's your boy KG broadcasting, like I said, live from University City in Philadelphia in NYPA studios. Thank you for joining me today, or whenever you're listening to the show, whenever you download it on the 19 other platforms, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Spotify, you know, people can go on and on. Hashtag humble brag. So thank you today for joining me. As always, I hope everyone enjoyed the Father's and enjoyed the Juneteenth holiday, because it wasn't my Father's Day. Again, Father is overshadowed by something else. I'm not going to get into that rant right now. I'm like, I ain't going to get into that. Nah, I'm going to leave that alone. Today, unfortunately, it will be the last day of the Nas Spotlight Music Playlist. Next week, July 3rd, will be our standard music playlist, and I already have a nice eclectic mix of music from different artists from all genres, past and present. I think you cats are going to like it. Should be real good. But today, we got that. And on top of that, I have a guest at the top of the second hour. I have writer Javon Walker, author of The 12 Lessons I Learned from the Guardian Monk of the Art, of the Ark of Covenant. So once again, Javon Walker calling in live at 6 p.m. for the author of The 12 Lessons I've Learned from the Guardian Monk of the Ark of Covenant. He's calling in live at the second hour, 6 o'clock. He's listening right now as this is happening. He's going to call in. We're going to bust it up about his new book and so forth. Between that and before that, I have topics. I got music from Nas, the whole nine. So sit back and relax. Let's get this ball rolling or bouncing or whatever. I do have to say this, though. Past couple of weeks, months even, I come on the show and I say things and, you know, I talk and give information. And I expect everyone to kind of pass it around and pass it off. And I've been a little disappointed in you guys, you know, getting that cat beating up on JetBlue by Mike Tyson, because y'all didn't warn him about what we taught y'all, you know, we taught you about Mike Tyson. Okay, so, that's river, you know, was water under the bridge or whatever they say. Now, again, you're not listening again. Came on here talking about a nice versus we would love to have, and for some reason the information dropped off because the versus that I found out we had this week was garbage. I'm going to get to that, and I'm going to get to the details of the main one. It was like a stack versus. Oh, my gosh. I don't know where to begin. Okay, so they had Omarion and Amario versus was a hot mess. Then he had like a pre-versus with Ray J. It was like tag team. Like, now they're making a spectacle of this damn thing. It was Ray J teaming up with Bobby V against Pleasure P and Sammy. Right? Okay? That's like the before the main event. This happened, I believe, Thursday night. Might have been Thursday night. Took place out on the West Coast. Man, that was a damn shit show. And I'm here to talk about it. Ray J struggles to hit notes on his own song during verses. And it, so Ray J struggled to hit his own songs during the verses hits battles. Says he now. Ray J says it because he was holding his son. Hear me out here. Liz versus battle between Omarion and Mario went down June 23rd, which is Thursday. But Ray J stole the show for the wrong reasons. The hits contest between the millennial R&B stars took place live from Los Angeles. And a twist, the main event featured a pre-show battle between Ray J, like I mentioned, and Bobby V versus Pleasure P and Sammy. Things went a little left when Ray J performed his 05 hit, One Wish. Ray is seen struggling to belt out the notes of the slow R&B ballad while he holds his son. Now, sidebar, I've seen this. Look it up. It's funny and sad at the same time. It's I guess you call it Sunny. No? Okay. Anyway, seeing their comrade in peril, the other three singers attempted to help out by adding some three-part harmony as background vocals. When the song was finally over, Ray J offered justification of being off-key. Quote, hey, I missed a few notes on that, but I was holding my son, he told the crowd before giving up the mic. Y'all got to excuse me for that. Things got awkward again when Ray J appeared to get upset at Bobby V, Pleasure P, and Sammy for interrupting his song with sound vocals. Quote, y'all be interrupting my song, singing my songs, and singing the harmonies, a seemingly frustrated Ray J said on stage while still holding the sun. I started again a cappella to try to serenade Princess, and y'all go One Wish again. Like, damn, just let me get off. Let me get one off. All y'all N-words just mad because y'all don't own y'all hits. Ray became, obviously, between the topic, a trending topic on Twitter. And everyone got at him. And I'm telling you, when you're going to do a versus battle or any type of performance, in my opinion, I would think you got to come correct. You got to come ready to sing. I don't know about holding something like a small child, you know, stop you from belting out high notes. I'm not a singer. I don't know. I call kind of bullshit on that. But if you want to laugh, you're feeling kind of down, you kind of laugh at someone, go check that video out of Ray J holding his son and cannot sing his own song at a high note. He's out of breath. He's just horrible. Just got off of like, yeah, just check that out. Now to the main event. So Omarion and Mario's versus was a mess featuring Watermelons. Now, I didn't watch the whole thing because I didn't like the lineup. That's not what I want to see. I told you, cats, what just passed on the verses, the first people listening, I want, you know, I'm bust against Jay. Jay against somebody. Nas against something. You know, like this little, you know, teeny bopper bullshit y'all pulling in is not happening. Y'all got to, y'all verses, for God's sake. Bring some real hit makers, some legends, some icons, and make it competitive, not this garbage that you portrayed on Thursday. I'm going ahead of myself. Let me read this here. The Versus made a return Thursday night with his previous announced matchup between 2000 R&B favorites Mario and Omarion. The battle was a bit different from the past ones we've seen on the platform over the past 2 years. In addition to being a live event from Los Angeles, Mario and Omarion also featured, like I said, the undercard, which was horrible. That's me saying horrible, not the article. Ray J and Bobby V in a battle against Sammy and Pleasure P. We expected things to go smoothly throughout the night. We're here to tell you, that was far from the case, and it started long before Mario and Omarion took the stage. Now, we're talking about the Ray J and everything. We said that, mentioned that. That whole thing, people was like, already, it went too long. It went far too long. And mind you, even though it was on the West Coast, it was early. By the time it stayed, it was like 9 or 10 o'clock. I mean, like, I would say back, I'd say 7, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock there. Now you're going into 10, 11, 12 here. on a Thursday. People gotta get up and go to work. So with that being said, everyone's already tweeting and commenting like, where is the main event? Now, here we go with the main event. And you thought things would go so much smoother during that Mariana and Mario's battle. We're here. Let me tell you that that's not the case. Mario repeatedly told Omarion and his guests, which included Jeremiah, Tank, and more, that they sounded off key. Omarion tried to clown Mario for not being on the Millennium Tour, but Mario said he didn't want to be on that raggedy shit. To make things even more out of control, Omarion and his brother Orion, I'm not making this up, his name is Orion, he's not Irish, attempted to seduce the crowd by eating a large slice of watermelon on stage. Throwing some fried chicken and some grape juice, man, I'm telling you, you got the minstrel show right up in there. All in all, if you watch the video, this versus, and if you want to laugh, was nothing sort of chaotic and yet entertaining. It was, at the end of that, probably the one of the worst ones. But if you want to, this is how I want, like a car crash you can't turn away from. And you kind of like, hey, oh my God, yeah, but you got to look while you're driving. I mean, that's what this versus was. It was, like I said, it was corny. It was unorganized. It was chaotic. It shouldn't have been done. Like, with everything that's, like, all this other talent that's out there and other legends and other genres they can get into, they messed this one up. The timing was off, like I said. You're doing it from L.A. to West Coast time. You got to think about people in the Midwest. You got to think people on the East Coast also. And you're doing it on a Thursday. It's not like a Saturday where, okay, you got Sunday where, you know, most ain't church. Some people may go to work. Of course, it's NYP and Tim Radio. But it's still a weekend, not a weekday. People got to get up the next morning and go to work. And you've yet got to the main event. And it's going on midnight on the East Coast. People don't got time for that. And you're unorganized. And people are singing off key. And you got people eating. You got black people eating watermelon on stage. What the hell? Like, what is so what is so seductive about eating watermelon in front of women with no shirts on? Excuse me. That to me is something else I'm gonna get into right now. But again, you want a good laugh, you kind of want to just, you're having a bad day, you're down in the dumps, check out Ray J trying to sing, look at this bullshit as verses. Trust me, two things is going to happen. One, you're going to laugh, you're going to feel better about yourself, you're going to turn that shit off and move on. Versus, if you're listening, get a better lineup, get a better night, let's get something out there. Like I said, a Busta and Jay, push that shit. Eminem and Busta, push that shit. A Nas versus him. We can go a plethora of many ways of doing that. I'm telling you, this is what Versus need to do, because Versus is gradually, slowly dying on the vine. And it's going to wither up, it's going to go away, and then that's it. The viewership is really going to drop, and Versus really is going to be no more. You have something good where you can actually build off of, and they're just not doing it. And I don't understand that. I really don't get that at all. But what I do get is that I got some good music. We're going to play some Nas jams here as we finish up the final day of the non-spotlight music playlist. And I'll be right back. I got a lot more stuff to get into. Don't forget, top of the second hour, live here, calling in writer Javon Walker, author of the 12 Lessons I Learned from the Guardian Monk of the Ark of Covenant, right here, NYPA Entertainment Radio. I'll be right back. Pricey.
Bullshit, your lordship. Niggas talking yachts and some more shit. I used to run the block, now I'm corporate. Hopping out, you know it's sun when the doors lift. Whole squad hot to burners. Mets hat in the sky like Bobby's murder. They watch me like the chip, courtside at the bunker. Flow only getting tougher, she begging me to cuff her. Brooklyn sweet chick, waffles with raspberry butter. Wear a mink at the roller rink, middle of the summer. If I can't get it done, I got soldiers with me to cover. Queens get the money, we only stacking it up with. Cheese stay icy, cause shit get spicy. She on demon time, I get her a timepiece. Panic, niggas not lit, not like me. Can't get nothing by me, my mind in 2090. K-Lo K, everybody pricey.
Cost money, beat the charge money. Fast money, put the start money. Large money, Escobar money.
Little advice, always add spice. Always get the liquor with the ice.
Not me.
I don't give a fuck if that's his wife. I could bag any bitch in this all white night. Nice. Dang bright.
Nah.
And she tell me, no, I'm getting tight. Look, every time you saw me, I was night.
Nice.
Every time I saw you, you was light. Every bitch you with look like a dyke.
Look,
I mean, she might.
Might.
Not never be my type.
Nah.
She might never be my type. Look, that bitch is trash. I only fuck her for the hype. I only fuck her for the hype. Look.
Kalo K, A by Price. Cost money,
cost
beat
money.
The charge money. Fast money, put the start money. Large money,
yeah.
Escobar money.
Niggas saying Ferg back, but I've been with the shit. Might
yeah.
make a grill with Tiffany's on my gentleman shit. My
right.
drill niggas out in Brooklyn and they spinning this shit.
Yeah.
Puffin' pop out the whip while we sipping this shit.
Move.
Model bitches, that's precise. Fuck attendance off the flights. Keep the vision through the lights. Never blinded by the hype.
Yeah.
Keep the Tommy near the belly, sincere, cause I'm hype. Got a ghetto Naomi Campbell, designer with the knife. I'm the one talking spice. 12-year-old killers with the guns and the knives. Better run for your life. Got a queen in Queens and my ex a Puerto Rican spice. A Harlem bitch doing time, getting caught up with the swipes.
Kalo K, A by Pricey. Cost money,
cost
beat
money.
The charge money. Fast money, push the start money. Large money,
yeah.
Escobar money.
Bitch.
Hey boy, we got another one.
Pricey.
Nostradamus. Fabio. ASAP Ferg. Yeah!
N.A.S. Yeah.
It can kinda hard to replace me. Don't go looking for nobody else. I was keeping my heart there on safety. And now I'm letting it go into an endless. You got a lot to lose, but it's all wasted. How about we ride this time to the ventilation? I bet I'm living it up on some
like a battery. You can't mistake him for nasty. You know my anatomy. You know my body is voodoo probably. Kama Sutra, Mr. Uchiwali. She hit the
whoa.
I'm in control. I'm in her soul. Sugar daddy sometimes. No sugar coat in one line. When we talk, but she thought she could have found a new guy. That kid alright, but I'm a kryptonite. A different type. Lorenzo, Nia Long, Love Jones. Dipping on the bike. You growing into a better woman. It's whatever we thugging. New product every season. 50 ball on the budget. If it didn't occur, she for me, I'm for her.
Running.
Only thing worse than being alone is wishing you were.
It's kinda hard to replace me. I'm gonna lose you for nobody else.
I'm 1-on-1.
I'm gonna keep on my heart, they're on safety. And now I'm letting it go into an endless. You got a lot to lose, but it's all basic. How about we ride this time to the ventilation? I bet I'm living it up on some station. A lot of wine and ice will be my lady.
Yeah.
Lady.
You talk a little sweet about me, a lot of sour. I know that you believe in stars. Just like stars, you know your words got a lot of power. You know I'm good at reading you, I spent like 10,000 hours. I must have bought you 10,000 flowers, ignoring red flags and audibles. I even bought your daughter clothes and your father clothes. And I bought you diamonds even though I got a heart of gold. And on your enemies we rode, I go Picasso Art of War. We a different pedigree, I did some foul shit across the line. You seen to petty me. I never gave you infidelity or tried to wreck your credibility. I'm not your ex, I'm your ecstasy. Methamphetamines, ain't no better me.
You know, I'm just trying to do what I'm meant to do. Teach you, please you. You know, never mistreat you and treat you. You know how it goes. That down like shit.
Sean Don.
Esco.
I got that New York walk.
I got that Detroit soul, you know.
One time. Yeah.
Yo, all I need is one mic, one beat, one stage, one nigga front, my face on the front page. Only if I had one gun, one girl and one crib, one God to show me how to do things as son did. Pure, like a cup of virgin blood, mixed with 151, one sip will make a nigga flip. Writing names on my hollow tips, plotting shit, mad violence, who I'm gon' body, this hood politics acknowledges. Leave bodies chopped up in garbages, seeds watch us, grow up and try to follow us, police watch us, roll up and try knocking us. One knee I duck, could it be my time is up? With my luck I got up, the cops shot again. Bus stop glass burst, a fiend dropped his Heineken, ricocheting between the spots that I'm hiding in. Blacking out, I shoot back, fuck getting hit. This is my hood, I'm a rap to the death of it. To everybody, come on, little niggas is grown. Look rats, don't abortion your wound. We need more warriors soon. Sent from the stars, sun and the moon. And it's like a police station, street sweepers and coppers. Sick of kids with no conscience, leaving victims with doctors. If you really think you ready to die, when nine's out, this is what nine's about, nigga, the time is now.
All I need is one mic. 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 All I need, niggas. All I need is one mic. Yeah. Yeah. All I need is one blunt. One page. And one page. One pen, one prayer, tell God forgive me for one sin, matter of fact maybe more than one, look back at all the hatred against me, fuck all of them. Jesus died at age 33, that's 33 shots from twin Glocks and 16 apiece, that's 32, which means one of my guns was holding 17, 27 hit your crew, 6 winners to you. Everybody gotta die sometime, hope your funeral never get shot up, bullets tear through the innocent, nothing is fair, niggas roll up shooting from wheelchairs, my heart is racing, pacing revenge in the air. I let this shit slide for too many years, too many times now. I'm strapped with a couple of Macs, too many nines. If y'all niggas really with me, get busy, load up the semis. Do more than just hold it, explode the clip until you empty. There's nothing in our way. They bust, we bust, they rush, we rush. Let's fly and feel it, I feel it in my gut. That we take these bitches to war, lie them down, cause we stronger now, my nigga, the time is now.
All I need is one mic. One mic, one mic. That's all I need, nigga. That's all I need. All I need is one mic. All I need is one mic. That's all a nigga need to do his thing, yo. All I need is one mic.
All I need is one life, one try, one breath, I'm one man. What I stand for, speak for itself. They don't understand, they wanna see me on top. Too egotistical, talking all that slick shit the same way these bitches do. Wonder what my secrets is. Niggas will move on you only if they know what your weakness is. I have none, too late to grab guns, I'm blasting, cause I'm a cool nigga. Thought I wouldn't have that ass done. Fooled you niggas, what you call an infinite brawl, eternal souls clashing. World gets deep, some beef is everlasting, complete with dick scars. Brothers knifing each other up in prison. Drama, where does it start? You know the block was ill as a youngster. Every night it was like a cop would be killed. Body found in the dumpster, for real a hustler. Purchased my range, niggas throwing dirt on my name. Jealous cause fiends got they working complain. Bitches left me cause they thought I was finished. Shoulda knew she wasn't true, she came to me when a man caught a sin. Diamonds are blinded, I never make the same mistakes. Moving with a change of pace, lighter load. See now the king is straight, swelling my melon. Cause none of these niggas real hurt equal. Telling police how can a kingpin squeal. This is crazy, I'm on the right track. I'm finally found, you need some soul searching, the time is now.
All I need is one mic, one mic, one mic, yeah. All I need is one mic, one mic. That's all I ever needed in this world. Fuck cash, all I need is one mic, one mic. Fuck the cars, the jewelry. All I need is one mic, one mic. Spread my voice to the whole world.
Word is born, you got thick ends on that jack kid, that shit is real.
Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo, check this shit out, man.
Hey, yo, go, give me a cigarette, man.
Yo, here you go, here you go, here you go. Yo, check it out, man. Check out what I got here, man.
What is that? What's that?
Yo, it's a letter I got from my man Nas, man. Word is born.
What up, kid? I know shit is rough doing your bit. When the cops came, you should have slid to my crib. Fuck it, black, no time for looking back is done. Plus, congratulations, you know you got a son. I heard he looks like ya. Why don't your lady write ya? Told her she should visit, that's when she got hyper. Flippin', talking about he act too rough. He didn't listen, he be rippin' while I'm telling him stuff. I was like, yeah, shorty don't care. She a snake too. Fuckin' with the niggas from that face.
fake crew that hate you. But yo, guess who got shot in the Dome Beach? Jerome's niece on her way home from Jones Beach's club. Plus little Rob was selling drugs on the dime, hanging out with young thugs that all carry nines. And nighttime is more tripe than ever. Whatever, poor nigga, did you see him or y'all together? If so, then all of Fort Town represent to the fullest. Say what's up to Herb, Ice, and Bullet. I left for half a hundred in your commissary. You was my nigga when push came to shove.
One what?
One love.
One love. One love. One love. One love.
Check out the story yesterday when I was walking. That nigga get shot last year, try to appear like he hurt something. Word him up, I heard him frontin', and he be pumping on your block. Your man gave him your Glock, and now they run together. What up, son, whatever. Since I'm on the streets, I'ma put it to a cease. But I heard you blew a nigga with an ox for the phone piece, wildin' on the Allen. But now with Elmira, better chill, cause them niggas will put that ass on fire. Last time you wrote, you said to try doing the showers, but maintain when you come home, the corners I was on the rail. These crap niggas know the deal. When we start the revolution, all they probably do is squeal. But chill, see you on the next VI. I gave you my Duke's loop for kicks, plus sent your flicks. Your brother's buck wildin' in Fort Maine. He wrote me, he might be this case till he come home, I'm playing low key. So stay civilized, time flies, though incarcerated your mind dies. I hate it when your mom's cries, it kinda makes me wanna murder. For real, I even got a mask and gloves to bust slugs for one love.
One love, one love.
A Buddha sack, minds in another world, thinking how can we exist through the facts written in school textbooks, Bibles, etc. Fuck a school lecture, the lies get me vexed up. So I be ghost for my projects. I take my pen and pad for the weekend, hitting nails while I'm sleeping. A 2-day stay, you may say I needed time alone to relax my dome. No phone left and not at home. You see the streets had me stressed, something terrible. Fucking with the corners, have a nigga up in Bellevue at HDM. Hit with numbers from 8 to 10, a future in a maximum state pen. It's grim, so I comes back home, nobody got what shorty do. I roll with two fillies together in the prince, we call him Ooh-Op. He said, nah, niggas call me busting off the roof, so I wear a bulletproof, a pack of black tray deuce. He inhaled so deep, shut his eyes like he was sleep, started coughing. When I peeked to watch me speak, I sat back like the Mac, my army suit was black. We was chilling on these benches where he pumped his loose crack. I took the L when he passed it, this little bastard keeps me blasted and starts talking mad shit. I had to school him, told him don't let niggas fool him, cause when the pistol blows the one that's murder be the cool one. Tough luck when niggas are struck, families fucked up. Could have caught your man but didn't look when you bucked up. Mistakes happen, so take heed, never bust up at the crowd. Get some dough or make the right man bleed. Shorty's laugh was cold-blooded as he spoke so foul. Only 12 trying to tell me that he liked my style. Then I rose, wiping a blunt ass from my clothes and froze, only to blow the earth smoke through my nose and told my little man I'm a ghost, I bros. Left some jewels in his soul that he could sell if he chose. Words of wisdom from now, try to rise up above, keep an eye out for Dick, shorty, walk one love.
NYPA Entertainment Radio live here on Blog Talk. Don't forget, at the top of the second hour at 6 p.m., my guest will be writer Javon White, author of the 12 Lessons I Learned from the Guardian Monk of the Ark of Covenant, here on NYPA Entertainment Radio, 6 o'clock, top of the second hour. Can't believe it's summertime already. It's warm. Hopefully it's warm where you are and not too hot. With that being said, there will be a couple of, like I said, there will be a couple of pop-up bonus shows coming up throughout the summer. I'm just trying to get certain people's schedules situated, and we should be good to go. Just trying to get the schedules together. Once, like now, since everything is kind of semi back to normal and everyone is getting back to their projects, whether it's film, television, music, touring, there's, you know, schedules all over the place. So I'm just trying to nail down everyone and see if I can get them, you know, to appear on the show sometime this summer. So, but I have a few surprises, like I said, up my sleeve for a couple of pop-up bonus shows this summer. So it should be a lot of fun for everyone. All right, let's keep this thing rolling. Lil Wayne Googled his own lyrics while performing the Carter II classic. Lil Wayne has put out so much music throughout his 25-year career that his head is filled with countless verses. However, all that stored information can lead to forget moments from time to time, and Weezy F Baby had that happen to him recently. This is about 2 weeks ago. Young Money Boss delivered an intimate performance at a restaurant in front of famous guests, including 2 Chainz and Young Money president Mac Main, where he was joined by Robin Thicke for a duet of their 2005 collaboration Shooter for Wayne's The Carter II album. While Thicke jumped on the mic and effortlessly, easy for me to say, slid into his opening verse, Tenucci required a little bit more prep time as he pulled out his phone and looked up his lyrics to the song. The moment didn't seem to bother the crowd too much, though, as 2 Chainz could be heard laughing with glee as he watched his Colette Grove collaborator and one of his favorite rappers dust off one of his Carter II classics. Lil Wayne even bust out a shoulder shimmy as the live band rocked out behind him. Lil Wayne has landed on many top rappers list for his classic output and creative bars. Yet when it comes to his own list, there's one artist in particular who reigns in supreme. Doing a visit to the What's Right with Nick Wright podcast in May, Weezy was asked to name his top 5 rappers of all time, and Missy Elliott took the top spot. Quote, it's always going to be my first. It's always going to be my first. Missy Elliott, he said, she's a huge influence of everything I've done. Jay-Z, the best ever to speak. Biggie, obviously. Then the whole Goody Mob. Then I have UGK. No one at the restaurant didn't care that he did it. He did his little performance. Everyone applauded. And that's Lil Wayne. I've heard of this before. This is not unheard. Now, not Google in front of people, but I've heard artists, hip-hop artists, and even singers forget their lyrics. They got so much in there, and if they haven't done it in a while, they got like, man, what was that? So it's not unheard of. It's a time where Ghostface don't recall any of his previous albums. Like, you ask him, he's like, man, I don't even know. He was like smoking and drinking, and don't recall. He said it himself. He said people ask about a certain album, a certain track. He don't remember offhand what it is or what it said and so forth. So I get it. I've heard of it. I've heard of that, you know, singers and people forgetting their lyrics for one reason or another. It was Frank Sinatra. In his later years, he would need, like, the prompt screens for him because he would forget. He was getting older, and he would forget his songs. So he had a little screen in front of him. Audience might have seen it. He was singing off the screen because he, you know, teleprompter. He wouldn't remember. Some people, like Ice Cube, sometimes don't even perform old stuff. He say you want to hear the old stuff, go listen to the old album. So that shuts that down for Ice Cube. But I've heard, like, rappers kind of forgetting some of their old stuff and kind of got to think about, like, what did I say? What did I write? How did I go? If you don't perform it a lot and you have done a lot of stuff prior to then, I can see that happening. Now, Google in front of everybody, that's kind of funny. And they're like, hell, he's letting it be known. Like, hey, I ain't got nothing to hide. I can't remember this shit. Y'all want me to perform? Let me Google this shit. So he Googled it, and there you go. But I find it kind of funny. I think it's kind of cool also. But I'm not done with Wayne. Not done with him at all. Because although he's Googling to remember lyrics, while he's doing that, you got to realize that Lil Wayne is denied entry into the United Kingdom. American rapper Lil Wayne will no longer play at the Strawberries and Cream Festival. That's cream with two E's. Festival was after being denied entry to the UK, organizers have said. A couple weeks ago, he was scheduled to perform, and his first performance in the UK in several years. 39-year-old 2011 UK tour was canceled after his visa application was reportedly rejected by the UK border authorities due to prior convictions. The Home Office applications were refused for people sentenced to a year or more in custody. In a statement on their website, festival organizers said, due to extreme circumstances beyond their control or influence, we are very sorry to inform you that Lil Wayne is unable to perform at the festival. Lil Wayne has been refused entry to the UK directly by the Home Office in a last-minute decision. We are deeply disappointed by the sudden and negative ruling. They said the Grammy-winning rapper Ludacris would play a UK-exclusive set on that date instead. The Home Office said it did not routinely comment on individual cases. However, it said any individual who has been sentenced to a custodial sentence of 12 months or more must have the application refused. In 2010, a rapper whose real name is Dwayne Carter was sentenced to a year in prison after pleading guilty to gun possession. The charges were linked to his arrest in 07 when a gun was found on his tour bus. He was also found to be carrying a gun and bullets when police searched a private plane in Miami in 2019 and could have faced up to 10 years in prison. But he was granted a full White House pardon by the former U.S. President Donald Trump on his last full day in the job. Strawberries and Cream has been running since 2014. The music event will run for 3 days at the Childerly Orchard, in Cambridge. I'll get it out. I didn't know that they could do that, and it's crazy. Like when they say the stuff you do in your past catches up with you. It caught up with him. Now, he might not have flagged it off. I'm like, oh, that's nothing. That's the UK. But if you think about it from a business standpoint, that's revenue being cut off. That's an extra revenue that you could be seeking or getting because you can't go over there, perform, or do whatever in the UK because of your past convictions or whatever the case may be and so forth. In my opinion, like I said, I can say this, stuff like that with the guns and the bullets, all that can be avoided. I don't know why you have them. Maybe you should have your private security. I get that. You, yourself. I don't, whatever. I don't understand that. And I can be, it's like just punching a wall that's not going to break. I've been talking about rappers and guns and bullets for a long time here on the show. So that's not going to change, period. But the whole not getting to the UK. Even though I think he might flag that off, I still think at the end of the day that, again, the stream of revenue that's kind of cut off because of that. And I think it's kind of is it harsh? Yeah, I think it is. I think it's a little harsh, especially something that's like 10-plus years back and had nothing to do with your country, so to speak. But, you know, it's you know how the rules are. They change for certain things and their individuals and so forth that we're not going to go down that rabbit hole for. We're going to keep this thing moving. Dave Chappelle decides against allowing his high school's theater to be named after him amid controversies. Dave Chappelle has revealed that he decided against having the theater at his former high school named after him after plans for him to become the venue's become the venue's main name displayed there at the high school. The stand-up comedian made his opinion on the matter public this past Monday while he was visiting Washington, D.C. for a dedication ceremony at the venue at Duke Ellington School of Art, his alma mater. The Washington Post first reported this story. While Chappelle reaffirmed that he believed criticisms against him were productive, he also stated that he didn't want his name to be on the theater if that would distract students. Instead of the student theater bearing his name, the space will instead be called the Theater of Artistic Freedom, Brushin. Representatives for Chappelle could not be immediately reached for comment. The school had initially made plans for a naming ceremony with Chappelle last year, but the dedication was postponed after the comedian became the subject of a wave of controversy from members and allies of the LGBTQ plus community for using language described as transphobic in his 2021 Netflix special, The Closer. More specifically, Chappelle also became the subject of criticism from some members of Duke Ellington's student body in November, which we discussed here at NYP Entertainment Radio, when he visited the campus. Some students questioned the comedian directly regarding dismissal of the criticism he's received from the LGBTQ plus individuals. Quote, I'm 16 and I think you're childish. You handled it like a child, one student reportedly told Chappelle at the time. The Ellington family is my family. Chappelle affirmed on Monday evening after voicing his decision. Chappelle remains one of Duke Ellington's most prolific donors and supporters, having given several millions of dollars to the institution, appeared for commencement speeches, hosted master classes for students. He has described the initial decision to name the theater after him as the most significant honor of my life. Listen, that's very honorable of him to kind of just step aside and be like, you know, I don't want this to be a distraction, my name being a distraction due to the controversy that surrounded him. That's very admirable of him to do that. Most cats are like, I don't give a fuck. Sign my name up there. I kind of like the name, Artistic Freedom and Expression, because that's a good thing that kind of really That really says Dave Chappelle without saying Dave Chappelle, if you follow me on that. Feel free to say what you want, express it, whether people like it or not. Not everyone's going to like what you're going to say. Not everyone's not going to like what you do, whether it's in showbiz or in real life. That's your opinion, and it's people feel as though if they don't – if you're not saying what they want you to say, then you're just – mean, evil, or negative. And I think that's a good name for it. And again, it's honorable and admirable. And use that in the same context. So I'm just step away from that and just kind of like, you know what? It's not about me. It's about these young men and women to come to this theater to express themselves and be artistic in the whole nine. Not to be distracted because it's named after him. People would kind of condemn that. So I think that's kind of cool. So. All right, I'm going to play one more music break. When we come back, we should be at the top of the second hour if you listen to us live here on Blog Talk Radio for writer Javon Walker, again, author of The 12 Lessons I Learned from the Guardian Monk of the Ark of Covenant here at NYP Entertainment Radio. We got more Nas. We got Javon Walker coming up. You got more me. I got you. Sit back and relax. Let me entertain you. NYPA Entertainment Radio.
Freedom of jail, clips inserted. A baby's being born, think time a man is murdered. The beginning and end. As far as rap goes, it's only natural. I explain my plateau and also what defines my name. First it was nasty, but times have changed. Actually now I'm the artist, but hardcore my signs for pain. I spent time in the game, kept my mind on fame. Saw fiends shoot up and do lines of cocaine. Saw my close friend shot, flatlining my same. That depends, carry Mac-10s to practice my aim. On rooftops, tape CD covers the trees. Line a barrel up with your weak pitcher and squeeze. Street scriptures for lost souls in the crossroads. To the corner thugs hustling for cars that cost dough. To the big dogs living large, taking it light. Pushing big toys, getting nice. Join your life is what you make it. Suicide, few try to take it. Belt tied around their neck and jail cells naked. Heaven and hell, rap legend, presence itself. And of course NAS are the letters that spell.
life or death. My rap, my poetry is deep, I never felt it. Not just like, half man, half amazing. No doubt. Not just like life or death. My rap, my poetry is deep, I never felt it. Not just like, half man, half amazing. No doubt.
Earth, wind, and fire, rims and tires, bulletproof glass inside is the realest driver. Planets in orbit, line them up with the stars. Tarot cards, you can see the Pharaoh Nas. Iron Mike, Messiah type, before the Christ, after the death, the last one left. Let my cash invest in stock, came a long way from blasting. Text on blocks, went from Seiko to Rolex. Owning acres from the projects with no chips to large cake though. Dimes, giving fellatio, CSA zeros. Bet my nine spit for the pesos, but what's it all worth? Can't take it with you under this earth. Rich men died and tried, but none of it worked. They just robbed your grave. I'd rather be alive and paid before my numbers call, history's made. Some are fall, but I rise, thug or die. Making choices that determine my future under the sky. To rob, steal, or kill, I'm wondering why. It's a dirty game, is any man worthy of fame? My success to you, even if you wish me the opposite. Sooner or later, we'll all see who the prophet is.
Not just like life or death, my rap, my poetry is deep, I never felt. Not just like, half man, half amazing.
Come on.
No doubt. Not just like life or death, my rap, my poetry is deep, I never felt.
Sex to a nympho, but nothing sweet. I'm like beef busting heat through your windows. I'm like a street sweeper, green leaf reaper. Like Greeks in Egypt, learning something deep from their teachers. I'm like prime, like your nine. Your man you would die for, always got you. I'm like pop dude you would cry for. I'm like a whole lot of loot. I'm like Twitch money, corporate accounts from a rich company. I'm like ecstasy for ladies. I'm like all races combined in one man. Like the 99 summer jam, bulletproof, I'm a man. I'm like being locked down around new faces, and none of them fam. I'm the feeling of a millionaire spending 100 grand. I'm a poor man's dream, a thug poet. Live it and I write it down and I watch it blow up. Y'all know what I'm like, y'all play it in your system every night now.
Not just like life or death, I'm a rebel. My poetry is deep, I never felt. Not just like, half man, half amazing.
No doubt.
Not just like life or death, I'm a rebel. My poetry is deep, I never felt. Not just like
me try again. Wisdom be leaking out my breakthrough truth. I dominate break loops, giving mics ministry cycles. Streets disciple, I rock beats this mega trifle. And groove even smoother than moves by Villanova. You're still a soldier, I'm like Sly Stone and Cobra. Packing like a roster in the weed spot. Vocals are squeezed glocks and CZs drop, though they need not to sneak. My poetry's deep, I never fell. Now this rap should be locked in a cell. It ain't hard to tell.
Harassing. Imagine going to court with no trial. Lifestyle cruising blue behind my waters. No welfare supporters. More conscious of the way we raise our daughters. Days are shorter, nights are colder. Feeling like life is over. These snakes strike like a cobra. The world's hot, my son got knocked. Evidently, it's elementary. They want us all gone eventually. Trooping out of state for a plate. Knowledge, if coke was cooked without the garbage, we'd all have the top dollars. Imagine everybody flashing, fashion, designer clothes. Lacing your click up with diamond rolls. Your people holding dough, no parole, no rubbers. Going raw, imagine law with no undercovers. Just some thoughts for the mind. I take a glimpse into time, watch the blimp read, the world is mine.
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
I free all my sons.
The way to be paradise life relaxing. Black, Latino, and Anglo-Saxon. Armani exchange the range. Cast, Lord Travis Shabazz. Free at last. Brand new whips to crash. Then we laugh in the iller path. The villa houses for the crew. How we do? Trees for breakfast. Dime sexes have been stretches. So many years of depression make me vision the better living. Type of place to raise kids in. Open the eyes to the lies. History's so foul. But I'm as wise as the old owl. Plus the gold child. Seeing things like I was controlling. Click rolling. Tricking six digits on kicks and still holding. Trips to Paris, I civilize every savage. Give me one shot, I turn trite life to lavish. Political prisoners set free, stress free. No work release, purple M3s and jet skis. Feel the wind breeze in West Indies. I think Coretta Scott King, mayor of the cities, and reverse things to Willie's. It sound foul, but every girl I meet to go downtown. I'd open every cell in Attica, send them to Africa.
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
I free all my
story, how the thugs live and worry. Ducked down in car seats, heat mandatory. Running from Jake, getting chased, hunger for pace. These are the breaks, many mistakes, go down out of state. Wait, I had to let it marinate, we carry weight, trying to get late. Flip the A stack to safe, millionaire plan to keep the gap with the cock hammer. Making moves in Atlanta, back and forth scrambler. Cause you can have all the chips, be poor or rich, still nobody want a nigga have a shit. If I rule the world and everything in it, sky's the limit, I push the Q45 infinite. It wouldn't be no such thing as jealousies or B felony. Strictly living longevity to the destiny I thought I'd never see, but reality struck. Better find out before your time's out. What the fuck?
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
I free all my sons.
I love them, baby.
Black diamonds in the world.
Could it be if you could be mine, we both shine?
If I rule the world,
still living for today in these last days of time.
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
I free all my sons.
I love them, baby.
for today in these last days of time.
If I rule the world,
welcome back to NYPA Entertainment Radio live here on Blog Talk. Remember, if you can't catch the show live, as it's happening every Sunday from 5 to 7 p.m., you got a lot of stuff going on, you got church, work, or whatever, no worries. You can always catch this episode and others on demand, either on Blog Talk or the other 19 different platforms, which include Anchor, Apple, Google, Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeart, Podchaser, Deezer. I can go on and on and on. So there's no excuse for you to miss any episode on demand, on the go. You got something to do, you got errands to run, you're doing something around the house, throw on an episode of NYPA Entertainment Radio, now on 19 different platforms and celebrating 12 years in September. My guest, writer, Javon White, author of The 12 Lessons I Learned from the Guardian Monk of the Ark of Covenant, should be calling in soon here in about a couple of minutes at the top of the second hour of NYPA Entertainment Radio. Until then, got a lot more stuff to get into. So Snoop Dogg impersonator NFT conference, Real Snoop Dogg reacts. So Snoop Dogg has been making his presence felt in the cryptocurrency world as of late. So when fans spotted what appeared to be the rap icon strolling around the NFT.NYC conference in Times Square this past Monday, it wasn't far-fetched to think that he'd come to partake in the festivities. However, the man in question who even had a security detail surrounding him was actually an impersonator of Snoop. NBC News reporter Kevin Collier confirmed the impersonator after receiving a scoop from a member of the Doppelganger's team. Quote, I am at the NFT NYC conference again in Times Square, and Snoop Dogg walked by, flanked by security, Collier wrote on Twitter. I grabbed his handler and said, I'm a reporter who will love a few minutes. The guy said, actually, that's an impersonator. Legally can't say it's him. They hire him to drum up excitement. while it's unclear whether the impersonator was hired by the organizers of the conference or Snoop himself, the Dogfather got in on the fun of retweeting Collier's post, acknowledging the lookalike's visible quote, dupe snog name tag. As for Snoop, he plans to flip the entire NFT industry on his head and make major noise are in full swing. Now, the legendary multi-hyphenate recently spoke with Vibe about entering the metaverse and how it's the latest wrinkle in the continued evolution. I am trying to innovate, she said. When you keep your mind open to new ideas every year, this is when good opportunities come. I didn't understand it at first, but once you get in it, there's no turning back. A lot to unpack here, and actually it's kind of humorous, and I wish I'd seen that. someone walk around impersonating Snoop Dogg, that's kind of cool. I think impersonation is a form of flattery, in my opinion. And he went all out. Apparently, he had security around him, which makes sense. Some people, if they do impersonation of a celebrity, you gotta look at the small. You forget the small details. You impersonate a major celebrity and you're walking around by yourself. That's a dead giveaway majority of the time. That might not be that person. Might not be him. They may be, but might not be. And I know it's New York City has celebrities walking around, but there's certain levels of celebrities, you know what I mean? So you know, to have security, that's a great detail. That's a little small detail like that. Kind of like, all right, that's cool. You're being committed. You're being dedicated to the character, so to speak. So that's kind of cool. If he's walking around by himself, didn't have security. I mean, some people do that, but to add a little more attention, like I think that some look at security detail. If someone's walking down the street, you know, oh, that guy looks like Snoop Dogg, but nah, it's not him. He don't have security. But the small little details right there, that helps out a lot. So I kind of tip my hat to him on that one. So that's what's up. All right. Enough of me. I believe my guests have arrived. Calling on the air, NYP Entertainment Radio.
Good afternoon. My name is Javon White.
How you doing, Javon White? Hey, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing great. And yourself?
I'm hanging in there, man. You know, I'm above ground. I'm happy.
Good.
Well, let's get started. So, let our listeners know, you know, about yourself.
Okay. My name is Javon White. I was born in the Caribbean, but I've been living in the U.S. for over 40 years. Went to school in Boston, Boston Latin School. Went to Morehouse College in Atlanta, Georgia. Have been of the Rastafarian faith, been a Pan-African most of my life. And recently I traveled to Ethiopia and got involved with building a new temple for the Ark of Covenant. And I recently wrote a book about my experiences and my friendship with the Guardian Monk of the Ark of Covenant called 12 Lessons I Learned from the Guardian Monk. And that's a book right now, just came out. It's been released for about just about a month now, and that's what
right.
I'm focused on promoting right now.
Let's get into detail about that. Tell everyone about your journey to Ethiopia and what happened, what transpired, and so forth.
Okay. I went to Ethiopia in 2011 just as a tourist. Was traveling to Addis Ababa, all the other regions like Harar, Ijesagoro, Shashamani, those places. Mm-hmm. And, you know, before my trip ended, I said, you know, I want to go up to the holy city of Aksum because,
right.
you know, I know the Ark of Covenant is there. And
mm-hmm.
That's Ethiopia's holiest city. So I said, you know, I
mm-hmm.
cannot come to Ethiopia and not go to Aksum. So I went to Aksum, you know, was doing
mm-hmm.
the tourist thing, you know, visited Queen of Sheba's palace, visited King Izana's tomb, visited the
mm-hmm.
Steles. And then I said to my tour guide, I said, you know, he gave me a tour of Aksum Zion Church compound where the Ark is. And I said to him, I said, you know, I would like to meet the Guardian Monk. Then he
right.
said to me, you know, no one meets the Guardian Monk. He says, you know,
right.
I'm born here in Aksum, been living here in Aksum all my life, and I've never met the Guardian Monk, much less you,
mm-hmm.
a person all the way from America. But he said,
mm-hmm.
let's go and see. He said, let's go and see.
Mm-hmm.
So and he took me and introduced me to a deacon of the church who has access to the Guardian, and the deacon
mm-hmm.
repeated the same thing he said. No one meets the Guardian
mm-hmm.
Monk.
Right.
You know, especially a foreigner like you coming all the way from America. But then the deacon said, because you asked, though, he said, because you asked,
mm-hmm.
I must go and lay your request,
mm-hmm.
which he did. And
mm-hmm.
5 minutes later, he came back with the Guardian Monk. And the Guardian
wow.
Monk came and blessed me and prayed for me. And that's it, man. That's just how I met the Guardian Monk. Nothing more, nothing less.
A simple question is asked, like, I want to see him. Wow. It's all yeah, you never know. Some people expect to hear no. You went up there and tried to say, why not? Worst thing they can say is no. That's it. And,
exactly.
And wow. So explain now. He became a mentor of yours, correct?
Yes, he did.
Okay. Like, how did that, like, change your view on things, and how did he mentor you and so forth?
Well, the first thing he did after he gave me the plan to build a new temple. So on my
mm-hmm.
first trip, I met him. Then I went back to Ethiopia 3 weeks later because there were, I was concerned about how, you know, certain places, certain, you know, things in the area look like the fence. I didn't like the way the fence looked. I didn't like the way the dome and the old temple looked. So I went back 3 weeks later and said, you know, sir, I would like to paint the fence and fix the dome. To which he said to me, no problem. You can paint the fence, but we cannot fix the dome while the ark is in the temple. First, we have to build a new temple, move the ark to the new temple, and then we repair and refurbish the old one. And then to my surprise, he gave me the plan that he already had for the new temple and put it in my hands and said, this is your work. Go look about it.
Wow.
So that's how I got involved with building the new temple. So as the temple was going up, you know, for several years, you know, we became friends, naturally, you know.
Right.
I now have access to the guardian. You know, I now become someone who he tells me he prays for me night and day in front of the Ark of Covenant. I'm someone now who, you know, he wants me around to mentor me and guide me and teach me more about the Orthodox faith. And, you know, a lot of this was done through a high priest who spoke perfect English. So the high priest who he appointed to me was like our translator. He was the only person who he trusted to translate what he said in the Tigrinya Amharic language into English to me.
Wow, that's crazy. That's great, man. That is awesome. Now the book is called The 12 Lessons I Learned from the Guardian Monk of the Ark of Covenant. Can you tell us, because when everybody get the book, give us one, maybe two of the lessons that you learned from
it. Okay. I'll start with the very first lesson, and this may be a tough one, because even for me it was a tough one at first, but I'm trying, and, you know, I'm far from being perfect in it, but, hey, it's from him. So one day I was having lunch with him, and he said to me, he said, Siddiqui, you know, because Siddiqui is my other name. I was in the music business for many years, so Siddiqui is another name of mine. Javon White is my real name, my birth name, but Siddiqui is like my artist name. So he said to me one day, he said, Siddiqui, we should seek to be holy because seeking to be good is not good enough. So, you know, I was always one of those people who felt like holiness was like impossible on earth. Like, we live in sin. We grew up in sin. We turn on the TV, it's sin. We turn on the radio, we hear in sin. Completely surrounding us is sin. So I was always one of those people who always felt like, you know, it's impossible to be a holy person on earth unless you live like in a remote cave somewhere or some deserted island somewhere, or you live up in the hills like the monks. And, you know, but after spending time with him and also, you know, the Holy Spirit revealed to me that God is looking for a striving of holiness, no matter where you are. You could live in the valley of the shadow of death. God is still looking for us to seek holiness, even though he know we will stumble and fall short from time to time. He's expecting us to seek that. And the book of Hebrews, you know, in the Bible says, without holiness, no one will see the Lord. And Moses told the Israelites on many occasions, you know, God spoke to Moses, and it's in the Torah, be holy because I am holy. So these are things that God expects, you know. Yeah, these are things that God expects. So that was one lesson from him. Another lesson is it's just so many truths from him. Let's say another one is rise early to pray. You know, the scriptures tell us that Jesus would wake up like very early in the morning when it was still dark and leave the disciples and go to a solitary place to pray. And, you know, I remember one morning I was in Austin, the holy city, and I got up early. It was like 4 a.m. And I went down to the church. And at that time, there's only a few worshipers there. And the guardian monk came out and saw me and he was very surprised to see me there so early. And, you know, later on that day when I was having lunch with him, he said to me, I was very happy to see you here that early, this morning. And that's what you should keep doing. It's good to rise early to pray when everything is quiet. You know, you're not hearing all the noise from people in your household. You're not hearing all the cars and horns and traffic and things outside your window. It's quiet. The air is still. It's the perfect time to meditate and get in tune in tune with the Lord and start your day. And when you start your day in this prayerful, worshipful spirit, it dictates the rest of your day. Yeah.
Wow. Man, I don't ask another lesson because we're gonna get deep into it because I want everybody to get the book. But I'm already intrigued by what you're saying. Man, you had a fascinating pilgrimage. I can get the word out. And I'm like, I love what I'm hearing. I want everybody to check that out, read the book and everything. And that's cool. And all it took, because you asked a question. And that, you can learn a lot from that. You know, just try. What they can say is no, and look what happened. Doors open, and there's a whole new way of living, and friendship and mentorship open up from you just asking, can I see him? And you did.
That's it.
And that's awesome. Yeah. That's it. That's it.
You know they say a closed mouth don't get fed.
Right. That's true.
And a lot of times we anticipate the no, so we shy away from asking because we already anticipate the no. And, you know, all you got to do is just ask, and you'll be surprised what happens. And this is the perfect example of that.
That's true. That is true. You never know. You never know. It's interesting because I tell my daughter sometimes, she always thinks to hear no. I'm like, you got to ask first. You're just going to go in and do it and expect I'm going to say no, so you sneak and do it. Let's ask. You never know what the answer is going to be. Worst case is no, you'd be disappointed, whatever. At least you tried. That's all that matters. You tried. Don't just assume. You just like you said, everyone gets tempted. Oh, they're going to say no. Like, you never know until you try. At least try. And they say, well, I tried, and keep it moving. Then, man, I wonder, what if I did that? I wonder if I could have. And look, that's all you do. And that's a perfect example right there is you just, hey, what I got to lose? They can say no. I just go about my business. That's it.
Exactly.
You know? I was going to say, so tell everyone where they can find the book and find you on social media and so forth.
Okay. If you go to Amazon, Amazon.com, and type in my name, Javon White, you will see the book come up immediately. Javon is spelled J-E-V-O-N, White, W-H-I-T-E. If they go to Amazon now and type in my name, they will see the book come up immediately. Also, I'm on social media. Facebook, Javon White on Facebook, and on Instagram, it's Sadiqi. So that's where they can find me.
Definitely. The 12 lessons I learned from the guardian monk of the Ark of Covenant. You guys check it out. I already love him, the first two. I don't want to go on and on because I'm going to ruin the whole thing in terms of going through the book, but I'm already intrigued. I love your story, Javon. I appreciate you taking time out and calling here on NYP Entertainment Radio, man. Anytime you're part of the family, I want you back on just to chop it up or what have you. But everyone, go check that book out. I'm going to check it out. And I just, like I said, you, I'm sure inspired anyone listening to this. All you got to do is ask. All you have to do is ask, and you never know what doors may open, right?
That's it, man. That's it, brother. So thank you for having me. I appreciate it. And we can definitely do it again sometime soon.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you calling in, brother. Have a good one.
You too. Take care. Bye.
Take care. Bye. All right. That was our writer, Javon White, author again of the 12 Lessons I've Learned from the Guardian Monk of the Ark of Covenant. Go check it out. Amazon, go check them out on social media. I'm going to check that out. That's kind of cool. All you got to do is ask. You never know. You never know. You never know. That's it. What you think is going to be a no? Maybe a yes. At least at the end of the day, like I always say, I'd rather try and fail than don't try at all. And as you walk away, like, well, hell, I tried. You may be disappointed, but you tried. That's pretty much what it is in a nutshell. All right, I'm play some more music when we come back. I got some more stuff to get into, so stick around. NYPA Entertainment Radio.
Yeah, it's time, Black. It's time. You feel that magnetic, right? Let's get 'em.
And we're all just folks in a big old wheel, hoping, turning, trying to roll up hill. Twist that cap, nigga, pop that steel. If the perp don't get 'em, then the cocaine will. And you know, and you know, and you know that it's real, yeah. But you don't know, you don't really know how to feel. Trust is costly. Ain't life a bitch, girl, just divorce me. Time be frosty, that's why you only get one chance to cross me. Three different chicks, one caramel mocha coffee. Heaven help me, cause I'm still caught in the wheel.
Lucky me call living, I'm Allen hopping, the album's dropping. Deuce Day champagne, the Henny gallons popping. Processing the accolades of life, calculating the hate, evaluating the price is known. My style alone, I could carry my own. Calm demeanor, though with various tones, I raise hell. When your features is as fresh as your sneakers, you age well. From the beat forever, beat for puffers that make bell. Won't tell, been through it, been influenced, been a student, bossed up, it's been a movement, can't stop it, rocking chains and flying objects, frames over the optics, I refrain the gossip, gotta get it, it's vivid, defining physics, for mining critics, my kind is exquisite, respect first, then we focus on net worth, that's how I work from the dirt when it's thirst and death flows.
And we're all just folks in a big old wheel, hoping, turning, trying to roll uphill, twist that cap, nigga, pop that steel. The perp don't get him in the cocaine wheel.
They killing themselves.
You know that it's real, yeah. But you don't know, you don't really know how to feel.
Kids in the dope bodies, we popping the most molly, provoke homies, that's why it's cocked and close by me. Clear vision, never steer, my ears listen, I hear different, it's a scarce weird condition. Move Dolly, send whoever, he can't hold me. Dance like Durant on the court, a young Kobe. Sun cozy, backspin, I'm past 10. What I spill can make an ice grill nigga crack a grin. Gotta school him, too many fraudulents to fool him. One to them, or the police or I'm a doom. It's dysfunction, in the mix, don't miss nothing. From crack flips to now rap shit, it's just hustling. Follow suit, find a circle on alley-oop. And you too can hop in Ferraris and Audi coupes. King status, though from dreams it seem lavish. But anything attached to a fiend could bring madness.
And we're all just folks in a big old wheel, hoping, turning, trying to roll uphill. Twist that cap, nigga, pop that steel. If the perp don't get him, in the cocaine wheel. You know, and you know, and you know that it's real, yeah. But you don't know, you don't really know how to feel.
The saga continues. Low seeds are kept fresh off the steps in the summer heat. Blessed to be amongst the rest. It's the younger me. Mark next, Adidas West. Lee's younger bees. BBD under T's. Shit, I hung with G's. Everybody repping they B's. Speaking slang to the gods. Star connecting degrees. Seeking change. Some puffin' weed, no ease. Some sneaking cane. And that crack hit the map. It's a rap. The beat became. Crews started forming in clicks. They running blocks on a strip. When a live nigga flip, you wanna watch. It's bugs, seen as doctors, scrubs. Coming cop, the love of drugs. Finally found me a plug to run a spot. Switch gears, fucking with peers, they out of town. Packed up, blew for a year without a sound. Came back, reappeared, it's going down. And what I seen was a whole lot of kings that lost their crown. Smoked out, hustles was dead, some in the feds. It broke out, cold beds, the plague spread. Zombies in the streets on the creek, they wanna hit. Homies over beef, it was deep, that summer shit. Venivio spreading in sections, a lot of sexing. Imperial, more wet, reppin' a lot of weapons. Shoes on niggas' necks, they want wreck. Big body bins on deck, who wanna flex? Feeling like a killer inside, my soul died to the gun, wide open my eyes. Hold up. P7, this ain't right and exact. You falling victim to that establishment, God. We supposed to build, not destroy. We true and living. Don't add on to the genocide, POD. Get back on your square. That's what I did.
raised on niggas' cribs, they killing kids. The system wasn't letting them live, they gave biz. Life on back of they numbers, 20 summers. I'm just now seeing some niggas since I was younger. Flat top, I shot mine in 89. Had props, I got knocked for baby time. Still straight, whole body laced with crazy shines. Then my ace got shot in the face, that made me rhyme. Money drying up in the streets, I took a seat. Stopped riding dirty in Jeeps and bold beats. Reality, rap shit, sick. I found the niche, 9-4 came with life's a bitch.
I'm saying, that's what this is all about, right? Clothes, bank rolls, and hoes, you know what I'm saying? Yo, then what, man? What?
Visualizing the realism of life in actuality. Fuck who's the baddest, the person's status depends on salary. And my mentality is money orientated. I'm destined to live the dream for all my peeps who never made it. Cause yeah, we were beginners in the hood as 5%. But something must have got in us, cause all of us turn to sinners. Now some resting in peace and some are sitting in San Quentin. Others such as myself are trying to carry on tradition. Keeping this rough arrest and speak at a western society. Cause it provides us with the proper insight to guide us. Even though we know somehow we all gotta go. But as long as we leave and even we'll be leaving with some kind of dope. So into that day we expire and turn to vapors. Me and my capers, I'll be somewhere stacking plenty papers. Keeping it real, packing still, getting high. Cause life's a bitch and then you die. Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we get high, cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we puff lie, cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we get high, cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we puff lie.
I woke up early on my born day, I'm 20, it's a blessing. The essence of adolescence leaves my body down fresh. My physical frame is celebrated cause I made it. One quarter to life, some godly like thing created. Got rhymes, 365 days annual plus some. Load up the mic and bust one, cuss while I puss from. My skull cause it's pain and my brain vein. Money maintained, no go against the grain, simple and plain. When I was younger, this I used to do my thing hard. Robbing foreigners, take their wallets, their jewels and rip their green cards. Just turn the project flashing, my quick cash and got my first piece of ass smoking blunts with hash. Now it's all about cash in abundance. Niggas I used to run with is richer, doing years in the hundreds. I switched my motto. Instead of saying fuck tomorrow, that buck that bought a bottle could have struck the lotto. Once I stood on the block, loose cracks, reduced stacks. I cooked up and cut small pieces to get my loot back. Time is ill-matic, keep static like wool fabric. Pack a formatic to crack your whole cabbage.
Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we get high, cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we puff lie, cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we get high, cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we puff lie, cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a bitch and then you die.
Yo, God. Yo, meet me at the Denise Williams concert tonight, man. Everybody there, Stacey Lattisaw,
right,
Tina
right,
Marie,
right.
Everybody, man.
Yeah, yeah, no
I'm
doubt.
Bring one of my baddest stallions out, man. Do the same, all
right? You know how we play, baby. Listen, I'm in a car wash right now, but I'm hitting soon as I'm right over there. Right in the front, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, gotcha.
Son, who laced you with the ill haircut?
Lenny, he blessed me with the sharp blade. That nigga's paid.
He make a pretty penny.
Yo, you heard him with them new products.
True.
Check mine, they royal blue.
My sister's baby blue.
They powder blue.
Your sister's hotter.
You hiding with them frames on.
Nigga, you James Bond and you stay low.
You know my style, babe, bro.
Yeah. Make dope, manicure, facial, face glow.
Fuck it if you say so, I keep it P.I.
That's how we break hoes. We throwing ivory dice across the concrete.
And of course, that don't make them your man because your palms.
We
had boxes bumping lotty-dotty. Shotties was blasted, pellets jumping into everybody.
They never got me, was cool with all the park shooters. Sparking bazookas, sharpen your tutors, cause we don't pardon the snoozers.
Yo son, I wouldn't change my life for nothing,
and that ain't like you for frontin'.
Who's the nicest?
Enough talking, life
young, hard hit, just like Camacho and Vargas. Who's the target? Now watch how we close the market. We both hard hit, just like Hagler and Hearns. And the man, be concerned if it's beef you burn. Yo, it's sorta like Cartier and Bill Cosby. Let's do it again, a beautiful blend.
Let's do it to win.
My nigga,
my nigga,
my nigga,
my nigga,
my nigga,
my nigga.
What's today's mathematics?
We had it, we let them hold it, we should have sold it.
We back at it, we could have grabbed it, but fuck it, just let them have it.
Hum do a law,
Allahu Akbar.
God is the greatest.
Planet Mars, we carved in the faces.
You couldn't catch us in the car without the bangers. Believe, I touched a couple of movie stars and entertainers.
Indeed, one in particular almost started to name her. I was there when you first pushed up and started to game her.
Been a long journey, certain shit just don't concern me.
They ain't hurting shit, we flip, they hire attorneys.
Yo, I'ma stay custom till I'm old, gray, and rustin'. Reminiscing the number of chickens that claim we fucked them.
Bet some batter hoes in them other funky rapper shows. I'm trying to wipe a chick, light a split. This might be like
okay,
another part to life's a bitch.
Bite your lips, who's nice as this? We righteousness, no mic assist, is murderous. Granted the right to flip.
Yo, hard hit, just like Camacho and Vargas. Who's the target? Now watch how we close the market. We both hard hit, just like Hagler and Hearns. Add the math, be concerned if it's beef you burn. Yo, it's sort of like Cartier and Bill Cosby. Let's do it again, a beautiful blend.
Let's do it to win.
My nigga,
my nigga,
my nigga,
my nigga,
my nigga,
my nigga.
Yo, hard hit, just like Camacho and Vargas. Who's the target? Now watch how we close the market. We both hard hit, just like Hagler and Hearns. Add the math, be concerned if it's beef you burn. Yo, it's sort of like Cartier and Bill Cosby. Let's do it again, a beautiful blend.
Let's do it to win.
My nigga,
my nigga,
my nigga,
my nigga,
my nigga,
my nigga.
Like Sphinx and Hearns.
Yo, you know it. It's a Mix 99. This is Mix 2000. All the dogs over here, baby.
Straight dogs on this side. Let's do a dive to the death like the terminal ill. Taking their last breath, read your last right. God forgive me for the sin I'm about to commit. Taking the life, kill or be killed. Rather that than somebody else reading my will. You feel what I feel, you know the deal. Keep the infrared next to my bed. One in the head, hearing noises. Dead tired eyes, bloodshot red. Sleep with half closed eyelids. Some say it's strange, sometimes it's how strange life get. Go easy on the bottle, niggas love to see when niggas slipping off point on the strength they bet. Open your eyes, praising it like the Diamond District jeweler with the hand on the biscuit. Do ya when it get caught lifted or sober so you can react quick. Blow you off the atlas as if I caught you fucking my wife on my $1,000 mattress. It's the world that I live in. QB made me. My moms that love me and the pops that raised me.
Y'all need to give it up. We don't give a fuck what y'all niggas want. The life is mine. Y'all need to get it up. We don't give a fuck what y'all niggas want. The life.
I got the style of a stillborn child. I'm male if it's beef. Poking with the fork, make sure he's done well. The streets raised me crazy, now I'm immune to it. So when they start shooting, we don't stop the music. Keep it moving, that's how we do it. Been through more drama than the ball wins. You still crawling, apply street rules to the office. High performance, rap author. Make millions off of melodic, hypnotic productions that'll fuck with your conscience and touch your emotions. You feel me? I write a graphic page, escort niggas to their grave. Relate to the project, we the black mob. It gets deeper than rap music. It's more real than any words I can muster. Pull the black Cadillac trucks up. How about some shits like what? Y'all niggas can't touch us.
Y'all need to give it up. We don't give a fuck what y'all niggas want. The life is mine. Y'all need to give it up. We don't give a fuck niggas, what the life.
Silk shirts in my chest show, what a flirt. Holly Berry blew a kiss at the Barbara Streisand concert. Silk pants colored pink, Gator's mask, gangsta musical thing. And I front like my doodle don't sing. Instinct like Cuba Gooden, stepping out the latest toy. Have the lights blinking, Gators hit the floor. Everybody watching red carpet inches, cameras flashing. Just to think that was yesterday's action, cause the day goes either way. We came a long way from hallway steps and hand-me-down shit. Fuck my phones, I've seen the other side. Next tell, sell, roam. Call a chopper phone, heliport at my home. Quincy Jones posters, wake up, guns under my pillow. I can't talk around chauffeurs, shit is better than a novel. Autobiographic, spit it on tracks, it becomes classic. Start some, make my heart pump, spark when I'm God, so Nostradamus laugh when the blast, when the knocks come. Know how to leave anything in 30 seconds when you feel the heat. Coming and flee with the murder weapon, I'll release one, shot you deceased. Learn your lesson, your flesh turn to maggots, bastard. You passed it, cremate your flesh to ashes. You don't need a suit, no wake, no funeral, and no casting.
Y'all need to give it up. We don't give a fuck what y'all niggas want. The life is mine. Y'all need to give it up, cause we don't give a fuck what y'all niggas want. The life is mine. The life is mine. The life is mine. The life is mine.
Ill will. Need to give it up. We don't give a fuck what y'all niggas want. We don't give a fuck. The life is mine. Y'all need to give it up. We don't give a fuck what y'all niggas want. The life.
Welcome back to NYPA Entertainment Radio, live here on Blog Talk. Again, thank you to my guest writer, Devon White, author of The 12 Lessons I Learned from the Guardian Monk of the Ark of Covenant. Please check that out. Go to Amazon, check out the book. Again, Devon White, author of The 12 Lessons I Learned from the Guardian Monk of the Ark of Covenant. Let's keep this thing going. I was just given a follow-up to the Ray J situation. And it was an article someone sent to me as I was doing the show about his sister Brandy scolding him about his performance. So it's saying Brandy scolding Ray J for his bad vocals during his Versus performance. So like I said earlier in the show, the pre-show was Ray J who didn't exactly deliver. And he struggled a little bit on, not a little bit, on bullshit. He struggled a lot on his song One Wish. And of course he got killed on social media, as you do nowadays in general. When you mess up, they kill you. When you do great, you hear nothing. But it's another story. So the performance even became a meme, with some people recreating an off-key moment, which is kind of funny. So he's just fodder everywhere. Now his sister, who just so happens to have an A-plus warm, agile signature voice, hopped in the comments to scold her brother for the vocals, even told him to stop deleting her comments. Quote, since we're deleting comments, I will comment again. Bro, Pops told me that you didn't drink none of the tea I made for you, she wrote. He also told me that you were talking all day when I specifically said no talking and only drink water and the special tea I made for you at 4 in the freaking morning. Caught. If I had one wish, this is her, and I quote, if I had one wish, you will listen to your big sis sometimes, especially with Verses. Brandy continued, shaking my head. When I get off a vocal rest, we're going to have a serious conversation, and I'm going to screenshot this comment in case you try to delete it again, and I will post it again. Now that's a big sister. Obviously, she says she's not talking, so she got him at on social media. I probably would have DM'd that or text him, but I guess you want to kind of just let everybody know, like, I prepped you for this, but you chose not to listen to me. Like, I told you what to do. This, we about to sing tonight. Don't talk. rules, like when you perform and people don't know about singers or people that sing or whatever, if you're gonna perform that night, you're not supposed to talk practically all day. You really gotta rest your vocal cords, no talking. Like you said, she said drink water, some people drink tea with honey, some special tea, whatever, kind of soothes the vocal cords, kind of just mellow them out a little bit, because you're going to be singing high notes and you're going to be stretching. Your vocal cords is a muscle that you use as a singer. And like anyone uses their muscles, whether it's brain or your muscles in your body when you lift or do athletic work or whatever, you're straining them. And you got to rest. If you're going to put them to work, you got to let them rest. You got to treat them right. You got to do your vocal cords the right way. You got to build them up. Now, according to her, she pretty much gave him a kind of like a step-by-step booklet to follow, because she's a singer. She know how to do this. I'm the big sister. I know how to do this. Here's some special tea. I made 4 in the morning. Sip on the tea. Sip on that bad boy. Don't talk. Fall back, chill, come correct, and you won't have these issues. Now, again, I don't know how holding your son will stretch your vocal cords and get you all discombobulated or whatever. I don't know. I'm not a singer. I call bullshit on that. But obviously, you know, sister looking at him like, you didn't do what I did. Pops told me you up there talking and busting it up in the whole nine, and you embarrass yourself. Now, like I said, you're social media fodder. Everyone is going after you, and you can't undo that. You can't. Now, you can try to make it up and come back and do another verses and kind of redeem yourself and kind of maybe erase the stank of the performance that you you were the drizzling shits on. Or you can just let it be and act like nothing happened and just let your ego talk and like, yeah, you know, whatever, and use excuses. That's up to you. What I would do, I would come back and redeem myself. I would go back, do it the right way, get another versus, get a rematch, do something, perform someone, do something. They try to maybe show people that I can sing and whatever. And it's what happened. I mean, this should be a lesson to anyone who sings, whether it's in your choir or whatever. If you're going to sing, if you're going to do a solo and you know you got certain notes, you got to treat your vocal cords with respect. And if you're doing a performance that night, singing, and even sometimes you're doing like long-term talking or whatever. Like me, I'm not going to lie, sometimes leading up to doing the show, I try not to talk much, kind of just chill, get my thoughts to kind of rest my throat. I'm doing a lot of talking. Well, you're doing a lot of talking, singing, you still use your voice. But you're yelling, talk, whatever. Actors do that. Actresses do that. Comedians do that. Sometimes you kind of just like, all right, let me rest my voice, cause let me do a lot of talking, because you might lose your voice or whatever. But in this situation, mainly for singers, you really got to rest them. And like I said, she gave some tea to soothe the vocal cords, and so he could come correct. And he didn't listen. He just used his son as an excuse, and he it was a drizzling shit. That's what it was. That's it. 6ix9ine resurfaces at gas station with no security, tells workers he's a little pump. 6ix9ine has been low in the latest several weeks, but he was recently captured on camera saying security in South Florida tells people he's a little pump. This past Tuesday, TikTok user posted a video of 6ix9ine at South Florida gas station. Tekashi is dressed from head to toe in black and is rocking a balaclava mask covering his face, so only his eyes are visible. He appears to be himself. In the clip, the rapper Federal Informant, a.k.a. Rat, walks up to the register with a drink in hand. Quote, what's your name, dog? One employee who was filming the rapper's question. Quote, you know who that is? The person who's checking. 6ix9ine out responds. Lil Pump, y'all heard? 6ix9ine confirms by glancing in the parking lot at his car. The cashier there appeared to be to buy 6ix9ine's ruse. Easy for me to say. I'll get it out, everybody. He said, he quote Little Pump, the guy he said Little Pump, the guy responds with disbelief in his voice. 6ix9ine pulled up, sold to the gas station in a McLaren. That boy must think Palm Beach sweet, the person filming the video captioned the clip. Since his supervised release ended, 6ix9ine has relocated to Miami and tried to revive his rap career. As a TikTok user noted, things haven't been all sweet for the rapper. Back in April, 6ix9ine was sucker punched by a club goer while leaving Pillos, Tacos, Tequila Garden in Miami with his security. Number one, let me back up a little bit. Let me just back up just a little bit if I back up all the way up. Maybe I can see why he didn't have security, because security ain't shit. Because if I'm walking somewhere, I'm with security, and someone got a chance to land a punch on me, I'm firing everybody. With my messed up jaw, embarrassment, and ego in the hand, I'm like, you're fired. Everybody across the board, you're fired. And I said, that's probably why you have security. I'd have fired everybody. And nobody should land a punch on me and I'm walking with security. He didn't land a punch. No one should even glance at me. I'm sorry, that my ego got a chance, got a check in, we pull back in. Anyway, at the end of the day, he has a lot of enemies out there. So you're still playing around. You're still playing games and the whole nine. And instead of focusing on your career, you're pulling little antics like this. And it's like, dude, you need to get back in check. You need to, if you really serious about this music game and get your name out there, then you got to kind of like, all right, let me go upgrade this a little bit more. Let me get my music out there and be serious about that and so forth. Mitch Thomas passed at the end of the day. It's people moved on from that. His antics don't work. You know, he's corny. Now he just went from New York to Miami. Dude, it's just like people are over it and over you. And you had your time when you were, you know, you was just the flavor of the month. Now it's just like, you're stale. And that's it. You know what I mean? So instead of trying to pretend you're someone else, like a Little Pump, I don't even know who that really is, quite frankly, get in that studio and try to, you know, I get reinventing yourself, but that's not the way of doing it. You know, drop some music. Come back with vengeance. Go, you know, go get off the grid a little bit and focus on that. And then go from there. But, you know, like I said, you keep putting yourself out there like that, and especially on the security detail, you made a lot of enemies, period. And not wishing or saying anything bad, you just got to be careful with that. If you're going out there, you still showing your ass like you can't be touched, and clearly with security, you can be touched. It's just that simple. You know what I mean? And just as simple for me to go on our last music break for the day, as we finish up the final day, the final Sunday in June, which is the final day of those Nas Spotlight Music playlists here at NYPA Entertainment Radio. So sit back, relax, like as I always tell you to do, and we will finish this strong. And when I come back, we'll wrap things up here at NYPA Entertainment Radio. I'll be right back.
Yo, this Sesco, who this?
What's the dilly? I just touched grounds down to Philly, brought a pound with me. Fast floating around Philly, trying to find land. Bitch supposed to be in the Benz, parked in Road 10. Hard and ass, slow ho, Gwen. Should've known she was a bitch, that we both could've bone. They posted alone, the ass had us both in the zone. But you know the rules, both in school, but hold the dudes. I know the Jews are time for them doors, too much to lose. They're trying to vibe until them hoes roll with the vibe. Where's your joint pride? You know little death got your eyes in the cut, try. Left them all, bought little Amar the toy truck. Your boy's what, 3 years old now, correct? He and my daughter age neck and neck. They future set, trees got me wet. In the background's an old cassette. Fly Stephanie Mills shit, what's the deal with? All the shit I'm hearing up top, you got arrested. Shot a fair one with a cop, that ain't just Steve. He usually low key with OT. I'm only going off for what some weak bitch told me. That's some ill shit, there that bitch go with a close gun. I hit you right back.
From a while back, same foul cast, try
100. We FBI most wanted. So play the low, change your clothes, pack your bags. Watch what you say on this phone, get home fast.
We got your phone tapped, what you gon' do? Cause sooner or later, we'll have your whole crew. All we need now is the right word or two to make it all stick like glue, dig you through. We got your phone tapped, what you gon' do? Cause sooner or later, we'll have your whole crew. All we need now is the right word or two to make it all stick like glue. We got you.
Got you.
Touchdown tomorrow, son. Wow. Stay on point. Don't even use a phone. Just come to my crib, yo. Word up.
Digital readout, no doubt, cop box in the dread, fuck the weed house, so elegant, hate females with no intelligence, embezzlement, got big boys behind a metal fence, Melvin Lynch, it's your life, Chris Paul Wright, this or ice, sex chicks or tights, general status, smoothness mixed with malice, trips to Dallas, build a pool in my palace, who want what, want more monies, I wanna cut, extorting, tore from the corners that brung us up, 60 inch screens, laser disc with the beam, it's my life, I'm holding the dice, don't intervene, I send a team, to smash out your whole plans, no cold hands, live with a hunger, the whole grand, so from state biz, to large cats and late scripts, it's firm biz, y'all know what time it is,
time it is. I'm taking time to
B12's crazy, I ball with the firm's first lady. I brawl with those who hate me, make me spray y'all all. Hoping for the day I fall, never that though. Black 4-4s for like Donnie Brasco. So peep the capos, who mac most, splash it up with lactose. Pretty thug style, I blow you out slug style. Bet in the caddy coupe, me and daddy Duke. He schooled me on how to stand on my own too. He said, son, it's all kind of shit you gon' go through. Either you gon' make it or you gon' fall too. Now we headline tours, remember me, I told you that the world was yours. Married to the firm laws, Esco, blessed flows. Y'all know me, lace them or sew me firm. Be the hottest click, the blow jig, blow jig.
Victim to the horny, keep the pussy tight, stay that bitch. If I'm gon' fuck, blaze that dick. Told me get him full of chips, the braid push his six. Now I got game, to make the thuggest nigga scream my name. Hope the panties drop, only if I cop the baby blue drop. Got to keep my wrist ice, the baddest bitch. Yeah, the sex was alright, lace them all night. Going to the crib, jumping out the range in the iceberg tights. Yeah, I know about the five and it's one shut eye. 360 waves, spinning cat, thinking he knives. From now to the day we shining, keep my diamond escort. With me in the E reclining, top dog, the illest duo. Since the boss name was Hugo, AZ phone trio, stay on the Lilo.
Boy, man, I need to roll up some of that Fonto you got, man. I be seeing you smoking. Yada IE weather. T. tilted brim like Goldie talking. Prior listener, my prior women had no remorse. When they tried to end up, no discourse, no discussion. I'm all alone, and all the people with the big hats on went home. So what you gonna do now, Goldie? Your bottom left you. It's up to me and you, Goldie, through introspection. You ain't Goldie, you nines, and my heart ain't cold as it was. And I go through multiple love triangles over and over enough. I talk to my boxing trainer, he's my logic explainer. Conversations through our combination. He told me stick and move, and different rules apply to different women. Some women's into licking women, some women's independent. Some women want brothers who educated. Some women want Benz's leather seats that are perforated. Some do malevolent snake shit. Yeah, you can miss me with that fake shit.
Dialogue superb, flies cars on a curve. Word, when I evolved, the higher guard emerged, preserved, more subtle. Come from the stress and the struggle. Young then, obsessed in the bubble about it. Took advantage if a woman allowed it. One of the fallas, some would say I was childish. Money driven, mischievous, I perceived it as living. Gifts and ribbons, any kisses on the lips were forbidden. I was on it, she curried and shorty was cornered. No worries, for the naughty it was high performance. Or was it really? The games that I was playing was silly. Similar to them days when I was packing that Millie, it could've killed me. Of course it never crossed in my mind, she calling crime. Me, I'm more concerned why she ain't falling in line. Was bugging, grew a lot since they say I was stubborn. Guess it's real, even players need loving. When you enamored by female companions, there's no standards. What you hit and it's twisted dynamics, that's the damage. Reflecting no first impressions, what she expecting? Why would men don't follow directions? It's deception.
I was intrigued by fine women, I realized some would drop dead gorgeous, living a lie. Oblivious to beauty inside, truly defined. Will you walk with me, or are you there for the ride? For better or worse, every blessing and curse. Understand exotic sands come after the dirt. I was dealing since adolescence, thinking my girl was my possession. I stand corrected. It takes understanding and affection. Time is money, I need growth for my investment. I don't like attention unless it's a woman with majestic grace like an empress in essence. Let's just chill, catch vibes in the grill, celebrating. Many of us never made it. Whatever brings you down won't elevate you. Like a real one besides you is very great.
Yo, nana, top five, nigga dead or alive. Nigga or bitch, firm mafiosa shit. Ayo, Esco, name a bitch fucking with me. Did a bullet, came home, Brooklyn gave me the key. No cap though, facts though, nigga that's really rap though. Like really though, my nigga she really back though. Like really though, my nigga she really rap though. In my low ski, low shit nigga. Got my wooskies low, kid nigga. Calm digga, song posters on my posters. Firm La Familia, first lady nigga Bonnie Farrell. Pussy power like Tasha, push Tommy to kill. Black Sheba, still applying on the sneaker. Low in the two-seater, bitch I spit ether. Saying my salons, what up? Got my three guards with me, so ladies keep it a buck. La Familia.
Life, everything comes back around.
Full circle.
Yeah,
you can miss me with
up here, boy. One of my favorites. Yeah, you know what the fuck this is. King shit, firm biz. Master this, no alternative. Classic shit, that's affirmative. Got me out here on my first degree murder shit. Stretch marks from this art, gave birth to this. And I stand by every word of this. Malcolm X with a check, close curtains, bitch. Yeah.
Welcome back to NYPA Entertainment Radio, live here on Blog Talk. Well, folks, look at that time. Well, look at the time. Look at me messing up. Look at the time. Looks like I gotta let you guys go. With that being said, I'd like to shout out everyone near and far for supporting the show, for loving and hating the show at the same time. I don't know how you can do that, but it's true. It's real life, folks. It's real life. I want to say a very special thank you to my guest writer, Javon White, author of The 12 Lessons I Learned from the Guardian Monk of the Ark of Covenant. Shout out to him. Go check out that book on Amazon. Hannah Associates, as always. Y'all know who she is now. She was on the show 2 weeks ago. Shout out to her also for introducing me, so to speak, to Javon White. That's it, man. Listen, next week, brand new month, brand new music playlist. Music through all genres, past and present. And a lot of great things are coming your way this summer, leading into the 12th season premiere of NYP Entertainment Radio. 12 years been doing this. 12 years. That's it, man. Listen, there's been a lot of craziness going on everywhere. A lot of stuff. We got to stay grounded. We got to stay focused. Believe in whatever high power you believe in. And stick with each other. Stick together with your family, loved ones, man, and don't let the negativity tear you or us apart. Stay positive. Stay focused. I know it sounds cheesy and corny. Say it every week, but you got to. Just take it day by day as it comes. Do what you got to do and stay focused. It'll all work itself out, baby. I'm telling you, it will. That's it, y'all. Stay safe. See you live next week, Lord willing, right here at NYPA Entertainment Radio.
Baby.
Yo, I'm not a preacher, I just like making good music. The show is over, the show is over. The show is over, the show is over. I think I'm paranoid from the weed, Lord. Can you help me, please? Once more, I drop to my knees. Tell me, Lord, how could it be? Blind terrain I've never seen. Tell me, Lord, why is it me? Is it cause I'm chasing dreams? Is it cause I'm chasing cream? Is it cause I'm close to each and every one of my enemies? Danger is my company. I swear I hate this industry. All women love the way I'm living. They know I'm unforgiving, heartless and deceiving. How am I still breathing? Scared of what I've seen. Still scared of what I'm seeing. Making me pick and choose who's win or lose. Even one of one, my mind is left battered and bruised. Choose. These niggas fruity like a pebble. I fly straight, I'm on my level. Sell your soul, deal with the devil. I'ma stay smoking this weed, man. The show is over, the show is over. The show is over.
Having trouble finding the absolute meaning of life. Will I become a success? Can I find me a wife? These questions seem to get harder as they passing me by, but I won't give in to the pressure floating on cloud number nine. I'm just drifting away, these dreams keep me fueled to progress. This weight that I hold on my chest from packing on all of the stress. Throughout the daily grind, I seek to find a peace of mind. No wasting time, I need to climb up to the top to make this mine. Cause I control my destiny as I'm destined to be much more than the stars. Can I line the journey is dark, but I'll find a source of light to help distinguish the goods and the evil. The benign and the lethal, the opaque and the see-through. Won't let my demons conquer all that I've built from within. Present my past with my future ambitions through paper and pen. It's more than words in the story that I relay to you. My heart is stuck in a bind while searching for proof of certain truth. As if a beast while the wind is blowing and grass is growing. Ocean waters are flowing with these cups of liquor we pouring. As the summers get hotter, winters get colder. I stay a soldier, my mindset for the future's never been bolder. You need a shoulder to cry on, then you can lean on me. We all go through trials and tribulations throughout the lives we lead. The scars are bare, reminders of battles that I've won. Lessons I've learned and rules that I broke to teach to my future son. Cause I'll be damned if he grows to be an illiterate, ignorant, and belligerent person who doesn't give a shit. That's all the question for me as long as I'm still breathing. Culture, my morals, of society as he begins teething. But if I have a girl, she'll be my diamond and my pearl. Regardless of the cold-hearted nature amongst this cruel world, I'm just looking to be enlightened in this day and age with knowledge and wisdom to help me through all the pleasure and pain.
The show is over, the show is over. The show is over, the show is over.